Good morning. This is Pastor Ray Higginbotham, Eddy Missionary Baptist Church. It's good to have you with us this morning. You folks that listen from our church, may God bless you as we look into His Word this morning. Eddy Baptist Church is, if you're not familiar with our church, is located just off Highway 231, just in behind Jack's and Eddie Skent City Road. Come a couple of blocks and on Eddie Church Road, turn left. We're right there. Be glad to have you. Come for Sunday school. Come for church. And we'll rejoice in the things of God together. I want to read some scriptures this morning out of Matthew's Gospel in chapter number 22, verse 36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus saith unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 4 also, if you will. Hope you have your Bibles handy. You can read with me in 1 John and chapter number 4. We begin reading at verse number 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given to us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him, because he first loved us, that is, we love the Lord. If any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this is the commandment. This commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. I would say, therefore, I choose love. Look at Romans 5:5. God is love. The Bible we just read. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Look at these verses here in Romans 5 and verse 5. It tells us that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Let's read it together. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So in choosing love, we choose to walk in love towards those that are without, towards those that are within, and towards God. If we love God, the Bible teaches us, the same is known of us. It broadcasts itself. It needs no one to speak for it. If a man love God, the same is known of him. So I would choose love. In choosing love, then I would take no occasion to justify hatred. No injustice warrants bitterness. In choosing love, today I will love God, the God that loved me so. And then again, I would choose joy. If I had a choice, I would choose joy indeed, and I'm assured you would. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8. Verse 8 reads, "Whom having not seen, you love, and whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." So I would choose joy indeed. I choose fellowship. The Bible teaches us in 1 John and chapter 1. We just read from 1 John chapter 4, but in 1 John and chapter 1, we read this: "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen, which we've seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For this life was manifested, and we've seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." Now, the Bible said in verse 6, let's read verse 6 of the same chapter. "If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin." So in choosing joy, I invite my God to be the God of my circumstances. I refuse the tempter's snare. I refuse the tool of a lazy thinker. I refuse to see people as anything else but human beings created by a holy God. And so I refuse to see any problem any less than an opportunity for God to work it out for me. Therefore, I choose joy. And choosing joy, I choose fellowship. And then, and because of God's grace and because of God's love, I choose peace. I'm reminded of the verse in Matthew's gospel in chapter 5. It says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." I choose peace. I choose to be a peacemaker. I want people to know I'm a child of God without raising a flag or broadcasting it from in any way. I just want to be a peacemaker for the glory of God. Look at Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. In Matthew's gospel in chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, we read these words: "And choosing to be a peacemaker, I choose to forgive." In forgiveness, the Bible says here, "For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you your trespasses. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses." So I am inviting God. Since I am forgiven, I invite God to take charge of my life. The God who forgave me, the God who cleansed me, God who died in my place. For he made Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And so I want to live forgiven, and I want to live with a forgiving, giving favor in unfavorable circumstances. Then again, by God's grace, and when we're not only saved by the grace of God, but the grace of God teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, to live soberly and righteously in this present world. And so in God's choice and calling us unto himself, he chooses for us a life blessed by him, a life strengthened by him. "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, created in Christ Jesus unto good works." I choose patience. James chapter 1 tells us that patience, in patience, that we should have great joy and in tribulation, because tribulation worketh patience. And so I would not pray for patience, but I do choose patience, because I want to wait before God. I want to hear from Him. James says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials and temptations," verse 2 of James chapter 1, "knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." So in choosing patience, I would choose a meek and quiet spirit. In choosing patience, then I would cast all my care on Him who cares for me. The outlook of the inconveniences of the world would be an uplook to God, that God would work all things together for good, and that God would be glorified in it all, that God would get glory through our lives and by our lives, bring glory to His name. Purchased us. We are His purchased possessions. Instead of wantonness, I'll invite God to do in my life. I want to accept what God is doing in my life. Rather than complain, I want to wait. I thank God for the moment. I want to take a moment to pray also, instead of clenching my fist and at the assignments that may come my way. I want to face the assignments in life with joy and also with courage. I want to be kind, so I choose kindness. Ephesians 4:32 tells us, "Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So I choose kindness, for such is the way that a holy God treated me when I came to Him. In loving kindness He came, my sinful soul to reclaim." Indeed He did. In choosing kindness. Kindness is a law that the blind can see and the deaf can hear indeed. Then again, I would choose, for the glory of God, I would choose gentleness. I would choose gentleness. In Matthew's gospel in chapter 11, we have an invitation from the Lord. In chapter 11 in verse 28, these verses stand out to me and have through the years. "Come unto me," an invitation from the Lord. I often talk about these verses because they have meant so much to me in my life as a Christian. "Come unto me, all ye that are burdened, laboring, and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So I choose gentleness. I would choose a meek and quiet spirit. Indeed, I choose gentleness. Nothing is won by force, so I must choose gentleness. If I raise my voice, may it be only in praise. If I clench my fist, may it be only in prayer and crying out to God. If I make a demand, may it be only of myself. Indeed. Then again, I would choose fruitfulness. John chapter 15. I would bring to you the fact that God wants us to bear fruit upward and outward for His glory and for His honor alone. We're fruit bearers. We're bearers of good news, and through our lifestyle. And, you know, if our life speaks of Christ, then we have to also, because out of the abundance of the heart, where mouth speaks, it speaks praises to His wonderful name. Look at John's gospel in chapter 15. And I want to read about 10 verses here. "I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abideth in me, And I and him the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. In chapter 5, the book of Galatians, it tells us of the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, or envying one another. And so as we have went down the list and being thankful for the love of God towards us, for he first loved us, he is love, we choose love. I want to choose joy, the joy unspeakable, the joy full of glory. I want to choose fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ and with the other fellows in the ship, in the church, and throughout the world. I choose peace. I want to be a peacemaker indeed. For the Lord said, blessed are the peacemakers, joyous are they, and greatly to be envied are they, the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. I choose patience, I choose to wait upon the Lord, for they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint. And my heart cries out, teach me, Lord, to wait. I choose to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I choose kindness, oh, the kindness of a wonderful God, ever caring for his children. He cares for his own. Indeed, he neither slumbers nor sleeps. He watches over us, oh, abiding under the shadow of his wings. Kindness. Be ye kind one to another. Indeed, the scripture tells us that. I choose gentleness. I choose the meekness and lowliness of our Lord. I choose to learn at his feet. And then I choose fruitfulness for his glory. I submit myself to be filled with the Holy Spirit. May God bless you. Good to be with you this morning. Have a great day in the Lord.